if we constantly utilize the opportunity to do chesed, this is a great zchus that our tefillos will be answered. As Chazal say, they relate a story that Ben Azai and Rabbi Kiva were talking. Rabbi Kiva said, someone who performs chesed, who does gemilas chesedim, is guaranteed his tefillos will be listened to. And he quotes the pasuk, Ziru lochem l'tzedakah, kitzru l'fi chesed. If you plant, if you sow seeds with tzedakah, by doing tzedakah, then you will harvest the fruits of those mitzvahs according to the kindness that you've done. So this is just regarding the schus of chesed itself, right? Ziru lochem l'tzedakah, kitzru l'fi chesed. You'll always reap the benefits of doing chesedim, doing mitzvahs, of kindness. And then the next pasuk says, "Eis lidresh es Hashem." And when you need, and when you daven to Hashem, and when the time comes that you need Hashem to listen to you, to seek out Hashem, you'll be answered, and guaranteed that your tefillos will be heard. That's what Rabbi Kiva said. Ben Azai said, I'm not coming to disagree with my Rabbi. Yeah, Ben Azai was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. Just to add to his words, as the pasuk says, "Ani b'roiv chazdecha avay beisecha, aneini be'emes yishecha." And I come to your house with your great kindness, which means Hashem has great kindness that He allows us to come into His house. But we are under the pasuk. Rabbi Nazir is understanding the pasuk, "Borev chazdecha," meaning to say that I perform tremendous chesed in order to be able to come to your house. And any b'am tzishecha, you will answer me with redemption. Now this is all regarding when you're performing chesed with any Jew, but if the chesed that a person is doing is providing the needs of a Talmud Chacham, if you lend money so that he can find a source of income, or you help him out in finding different ways of supporting himself, this chus is enormous, because he can now sit and learn Torah. As we've said earlier, Hashem accounts for all the chusim that accrue through a person's actions. And this gives a person, in this case, in other words, the fact that you've provided for a Talmud Chacham gives a person the merit to sit in the Yeshiva Shel Maila among all the Talmid Chachamim. Chazal say, Rabbi Yochanan said, someone who finances a Talmud Chacham is zoicha to sit in the Yeshiva Shel Maila. As it says, B'tzel HaChachma, B'tzel HaKesef. Who is the person who can be B'tzel HaChachma, can be in the company, in the shadow of those that are Chachamim, Talmid Chachamim? B'tzel HaKesef. Someone who provided the money. And this is not limited to just financing the Talmud Chacham, though that was more typical in previous generations. But anyone who helps the Talmud Chacham in any way, gives him what he needs to survive, what he needs to provide for him, for his family, is included in this guarantee. The Gemara explains, there's a pasuk that we always say before we start learning. Va'atam hadveikim b'Hashem alekeichem chayim kolchem hayom. You who are connected to Hashem Alekechem, Dveikim, your Dovuk to Hashem Alekechem, Chaim Kol Chamayim, we'll all be alive today. And the Gemara asks, how is it possible to be Dovuk in Hashem? You can't be attached to Hashem, you can't be connected to Hashem in a literal way. Hashem is a consuming fire. Eish Eichlehu. So the Gemara explains that this means someone who connects to a Talmud Chacham. And the Gemara says you can either connect to a Talmud Chacham by taking a Talmud Chacham as a son-in-law. In that way, you're going to then be supporting him and providing everything he needs in the greatest way, or managing his business so that he can be free to learn, or providing his needs, simply providing his needs. It's as if he's connected to Hashem, to the Shekhinah himself. Atam hadvikim Hashem alekechem. You want to be dovok in Hashem alekechem. Do you want to be chayim kochem ayoyim? Connect to Talmud Chacham in these ways. And this is a tremendous schar and zchus and merit that a person gains helping any Jew, and in particular, a Talmud Chacham.